The Rotary Club of Logan has awarded Darlene Jensen Rotarian of the Year. The Rotarian of the Year award is given every year to a member who has exhibited service above self in a consistent manner, always exemplifying the motto and going above and beyond in their daily lives, at work, in the community, and at home. Jensen has been very involved in Rotary service projects since joining in 2007. On the district level, she currently serves on the Rotary Foundation and in the new position as alumni chair.
This is Utah Public Radio. I'm Shalane Smith-Needham. Flicks at 48 is up next. We are here with our film critic, Casey T. Allen. Good to have you here, Casey, and Happy New Year.
It is a new year and a new us, Shalane.
Yes, it is. And I know you have a review for us today, but first, as we enter this new year, 2021, we continue to deal with the effects of COVID-19. What do you expect to see this year for the movie industry? Do you think it will bounce back? Will theaters open back up?
I'm not sure it's going to bounce back in the way that we're already familiar with. As we saw last year, a lot of the large-scale blockbuster type of movies were put on hold and will still be put on hold in 2021 until things become safer. So that includes the large-scale action films as well as other family-oriented or musical films. So I think there's a lot of hope that those films will be able to be released in mainstream theaters, but this hope is a bit reticent. We can't put all our eggs in one basket, so to speak, with those hopes. Something that will be nicer, I think, because of the pandemic, is that a lot of films and various productions outside of Hollywood are getting a lot more attention. The pandemic has sort of evened the playing field with a lot of smaller, more intimate, cheaper, simpler, and more independent film productions getting a lot more attention and a lot more views, where they probably wouldn't be getting as much attention in an ordinary year. So that's been an unexpected blessing of the pandemic, and there's more unique voices that are outside of the Hollywood mainstream that are getting more attention and praise than they would have in another year.
Well, Casey, tell us what is happening with award season. The Oscars have been pushed back to April. What other changes are you seeing?
Oh my gosh, yes. Well, normally the Golden Globe Awards have their nominees announced in December. And this year, the nominees won't be announced until the beginning of February. It's making this award season longer, so everyone's patience will clearly be tested. And waiting for the nominees and debating for a much longer period of time about who should be nominated and who shouldn't. A blessing in disguise, though, will allow all these people who are excited about award season, it will allow them to watch a lot more movies and get a lot more movies sort of under their belt even before nominees are announced. So that's been nice. It's just much more prolonged this year.
Well, we will continue to talk about the changes we are seeing in the film industry as we head into this new year. But next, let's hear your review for this week. What did you see?
Promising Young Woman, which is now available through video on demand services, and is playing in select movie theaters throughout Utah. First-time feature film writer and director Emerald Fennell has created a story challenging the male gaze and stabbing it between the eyes. Years after dropping out of medical school, a scornful woman takes a path of tricky vengeance as she confronts her betrayers from a traumatic past. The film is in the thematic vein of the 2019 drama Joker, as it focuses on an anti-hero lashing out at sexual injustice through her clever use of feminine allure to appear innocent to the outside world. Actress Carrie Mulligan clearly has fun with this starring role, showing a nuanced ferocity that is focused and controlled, or gleeful and condescending. She's thankfully more than the cliched wronged woman on a mission. Some scenes crackle well enough with a satisfying balance of tension and humanity, but other scenes feel rushed or stale, creating an inconsistency in mood and story progression. The film's third act is satisfying and climactic, but it's a shame the rest of the film couldn't be as concentrated or contained. Promising Young Woman is a good movie for this current time of the Me Too movement and will be especially prescient for Generation Z viewers. But its rickety direction and inconsistent writing keeps it from being a great movie.
So a mild recommendation maybe on this one?
I thought it was okay, yes. I won't be surprised if the film gets a couple Golden Globe nominations, but I will be surprised if it wins any awards.
And this film also came to us from Sundance. Was it there last year?
Very true, yes. It started at Sundance at the beginning of 2020 and was scheduled for a much earlier release in 2020 in, I think, March or April, and got pushed back now to January.
All right, Casey, thanks for being here, and we will look forward to talking to you more about movies next week.
I'll be ready.